Driverless technology is quickly progressing, with many cars being tested on roads around the world. Now, researchers in Singapore are testing a different kind of self-driving vehicle, a scooter. The scooter has four wheels and a single seat. It can move at speeds of up to 6 kilometers an hour. It is equipped with sensors to help it avoid people and objects. The scooter was developed at the National University of Singapore. Researchers with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, also took part in the project. This experimental vehicle was designed for people who cannot, should not, or do not want to drive a car. It could help older adults, the disabled, or people who are too young to drive. The scooter can be used outside or inside buildings. Marcello Ang is with the Department of Mechanical Engineering at the National University of Singapore. He says the scooter can be especially useful for people who use wireless devices while walking on city streets.
I'm sure you have experienced people just using their handphones while walking and almost running into you. It would be so nice if you're just sitting down and checking your email, doing some things.
An demonstrated the technology and said the scooter has completed many successful tests at the university. He said the first model was built with off-the-shelf materials that did not cost a lot of money. The researchers hope the scooter will decrease the need for automobiles, which can lower pollution and reduce accidents. Earlier this year, Singapore became one of the first cities in the world to launch driverless taxi service. Developers of the scooter say it can work together with ride-sharing services to make trips completely seamless. Kevin Zhangyu Hui, a university student, tested the scooter and said he found the ride was very smooth and safe.
When you sit on this machine, you'd feel really relaxed and it's really cool.
The scooter has yet to complete a series of road tests, so it is not available to buy. Yet. I'm Brian Lynn.